the vote, although with the opposition and media stifled, the result wasn't in doubt. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, claims no one's safe from Putin.
This figure has simply become addicted to power and is doing everything he can to rule forever. There is no evil he will not commit to prolong his personal power.
Well, most Western nations don't believe the poll was free or democratic, but North Korea and China have both congratulated Vladimir Putin on his election win. The business secretary says the Tories want to draw a line under the race row involving a major donor. Kemi Badenoch claims the party is open to accepting future donations from Frank Hester, who's apologised for suggesting MP Diane Abbott should be shot. Last year, she was suspended from Labour over a controversial newspaper article. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has refused to say whether the whip should be reinstated.
Diane's been treated once again appallingly at the receiving end of racism, but someone like me clearly shouldn't be the right person deciding her future. It should be done by an independent process, which is what's happening.
Israeli forces are targeting what they're calling Hamas terrorists at Gaza's largest hospital. The Palestinian Health Ministry claims around 30,000 people are sheltering at Al-Shifa. Two people have been arrested after a man was run over in Manchester as he tried to stop his car being stolen. The 57-year-old was hit by a Land Rover in Beswick on Saturday. Britain's most successful female Olympian has announced a retirement from cycling. Dame Laura Kenny, who struck gold five times at various games, had been expected to compete in Paris this year. And Eric Cantona's hinted he'll be interested in a role at Manchester United under new part owner Sir Jim Ratcliffe. The former striker says the club remains full in his heart. The Oscar-winning screenwriter whose childhood stammer inspired the King's Speech has also died. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks very much to Tim. Let's have a look at the weather. It's looking pretty pleasant today. Very surprised when I got in the car to drive in this morning. Now, top temperature is going to be 15 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze, but you have got some sunshine at the moment. Cloud over again, and then you might get some sunshine around about 4 or 5 o'clock poking through the clouds, but it should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. It is now Eat My Brunch. I should do a jingle. Eat My Brunch. I will do eventually. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting excellence. I was singing along to Temptation as I came into the studio this morning. Temptation. Love that song. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next 3 hours. Here with Eat My Brunch. No guests today. Plenty more new music, though. Got a brand new one in from Rogue FX, which I can't wait to play out. Also, we've got Blue Scar and Amy Britannia. I spoke to them at the end of last year, and their track, which I had very, very, very early, has kind of gone on leaps and bounds and is appearing in all sorts of charts at the moment, which is fantastic. Sometimes, you see, with the music, I do get it pretty early, and I play it, and then the song might come out maybe a couple of weeks after. So, going to give you another refresher on that track, Underwater, which is amazing. And also a band called Barbara. I'm going to be playing at their track today, which is Mein Fräulein. It's a really good track. You'll like it. Just having a look at a picture's come up. You know, you get memories come up on Facebook. There's a picture of me with my mate Pep, who's no longer here. He sadly passed away probably about a year after this picture was taken. And I remember him saying to me, "Your hair's so thick." And it was, because I had something called, I've spoken about it before, and I'll probably do another update on it because it's quite rare, something called acromegaly, which can affect you at any age, or you can be born with it. Excuse me. And it's to do with growth hormone. So in this picture, my face is a lot more, my eyes are very hooded, my nose is much bigger, and my hair, I've got very thick hair. It's like twice the thickness, because that's one of the things, your hands grow and your feet and everything else, and it kind of just can disfigure your face. But I'm going to share this picture. It's 9 years ago. Yeah. Is it 9 years? Oh, I think I put it up. I think I put the picture up because he's been gone actually 10 years in January. 10 years he's been gone. I can't believe it. One of the best nights was his birthday party, and he was, because he loved music. He'd been on my show actually years ago. And we met through an ad with him and Tony. I was quite scared when I went to meet them both because they were songwriters. And I turned up near Peterborough and I thought, oh my God, they might. I was so worried. And I met him and we just got on like a house on fire. We all just laughed. And he always said, I was his dirty mate. He was just such a lovely, lovely guy. Very, very funny. And was doing well. I mean, this is the thing in life, you know. Everything had just come together. He got married a couple of years before to the love of his life. His job, he just got a load of promotions. He was doing brilliantly, blah, blah, blah. And then out of the blue, boom, cancer. Just out of the blue. So it just shows you, you know. Your life can change in a second. Sorry to be so not trying to be depressing on a Monday. He was a great guy, and I've got fantastic memories and laughs, and all my songs I've written have been on his keyboard because he left it to me along with the bongo drums, which I don't play as well. Don't play those as well. But yeah, it's lovely when you get the memories come up. I just literally put the PC on and just saw the picture. Sometimes it brings up memories of my mum. My dad passed away probably about 14. Is it about 13 years or 12 years, actually? It's about a year or... It might have been 11 or 12. I don't know. He was just before, about a year before my mate. And so I haven't got many pictures of him. But I do love it when I get videos come up of my mum. And everybody used to love my mum on Facebook. So they are really funny. And it's like they're still, you know, still there. And how many of you out there... This is one of the things, you know. How many how many of you out there have lost your mum, and then you're in the car or you're at home, I just must ring mum to say, and you go, oh. And I'm still doing that, and it's like nearly 4 years on, I'm still doing it. I get in the car, I think, I just must ring mum and say, and I go to, and you go, oh. It's like I still, because I used to speak to mum every day, more or less. Then I'd leave it a day or two and she'd get really angry at me. But she had other children. There was many of us, you know. Always have to be me calling. I was the one that always forgot. I've got my coat on ready, and I'd be like, am I meant to be over there? I didn't do it all the time, to be fair. I didn't do it all the time. All right, let's be fair. It was only occasionally. I wasn't that bad. I was a good daughter. We did lots of things. Question of the day. I wanted to take you back to your childhood, in fact, and the best day out you had as a child. So think about the best day you had. Was it the seaside? Was it a trip over to Spain? Was it a school trip that you went on? So, the best day out you ever had as a child, where it was so exciting. A bit like Christmas, really, because you're not paying for it. You're not doing the driving. You're just enjoying it. And that's fabulous when you're a kid, isn't it? You don't take anything else into consideration except for having a great time. So let me know your happiest or best day out that you had as a child. One that's still in your memory bank, hopefully. So as I said, we got Rogue Effects with Maya Camera. That'll be coming up, brand new track. We got Barbara with Mine Fraulein. Billy Brown is still on the list as well. He's doing brilliantly with his song, which is out on the 18th, in fact. They're still yesterday, 18th, which is a day. Congratulations to Billy. We've got some other tracks as well coming up, so looking forward to playing all those for you. So let's kick off with some music. I don't know. Ooh, I'll tell you what, I loved this when this came out. Do you remember Nerd? It is I've forgotten the guy. The guy who did Get Lucky. I can't remember his name. It's terrible. She Wants to Move. She get down. I'll have to look up his name. I've completely forgotten. You're shouting at me, aren't you?
Hey!
Hey, do you not know? I know who it is. Pharrell Williams. Yay!
She's sexy. How else is God supposed to write? She's sexy. She wants to move, but you're hogging her. You're guarding her. She wants to move. She wants to move, but you're hogging her. You're guarding her. Damn. Forever.
sexy. Move, she wants to move, but you're hogging her, you're guarding her. She wants to move, she wants to move, but you're hogging her, you're guarding her. Beat it, mister. Look at your girl, she loves it. I can see it in her eyes. She.
Man, she wants to move, move, sexy. Oh, the way that gravity turns on you and me. And then I looked up at the sun and saw the sky.
Turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Baby, when I think about you, I think about love. If I think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love.
On the way.
it started off a little bit rocky this morning, hasn't it? Oh, you like making love, yes. A bit early, though. And it's a Monday. I burnt my leg. Now, that was Bad Company. I love my listeners that dip in and out of the show. Good morning to Martin. I know you will be listening, probably in the van. I don't know what you do for a living, actually. All I know is that you're in a van. I don't... Do you actually do anything, or just do you just sit in the van? Martin, we need to discuss what you do. It needs a third line. Yes, it does now. I love it when I get jingles. You know. This morning I went, it should be, thank you, tell me, what show, it's something like that. But fantastic listener has just sung me a jingle, and I think if I add a bit of reverb to this, it'll be fine.
Every day on the radio, eat my brunch with the lovely Michelle. Eat my brunch. Yeah. You better believe it.
Oh, wow. That is just incredible. I mean, I've just said to Anva. Now, Anva did this one.
I love local radio because it's radio. Local.
You see, now he did that one. He added a little bit of reverb, okay? I've just messaged him and said he's got competition now from Mrs. G. I just said she's done me a recording. But if you'd like to do a recording, please send one in. I don't mind. You can do it on Messenger. Also, if you want to answer the question of the day via Messenger, you can do. But I'm going to join in. Let's join in with this one, okay?
Every day on the radio, eat my brunch with the lovely Michelle Ward. Eat my brunch. You better believe it.
I don't know if I can add
my brunch.
Oh, thank you. I don't know if I can add harmony to that one, but I think that's quite nice, actually, to, yeah. I like that one. That's good. Well done, Mrs. G. She was straight in there. And Mrs. G at the weekend was wearing a very, very fetching all-in-one denim jumpsuit. Now, I can't wear a jumpsuit because I've got a very big gut and I would look like a clown with very small feet. But you look really nice in that. I wouldn't be able to get one for two because I'm just a bit of a weird shape, really. Sorry, just to share my personal... Yeah, I think they're back though, aren't they, jumpsuits? Now, Anva said, Mrs. G's jingle is fabulous. There we go. See? People already rushing to a voiceover work from Mrs. G.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Place my hope with sadness. If I'm waking up the hardest, and every day felt longest. All blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you opened up my
That is the talented Dua Lipa there with a training session. We've got a brand new bit of music coming up after the events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, this is a really nice, pleasant evening. If you're into plants, botanist or not, Plant Origins is taking place tonight. History and cultivation at the Chancery Centre, Chancery Way. A talk by Jacqueline, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. And it's between 8 and 10 p.m. £3 visitors are welcome and refreshments available. And that's taking place tonight.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, I'm loving this track at the moment. It's not going to be out, I think, until... let me just check on my little list of when this is out, because you might be able to download it at the moment. It's out on the 1st of April. See, I've got it early. Really, really early. But I'm loving it. And it's a track by Ed Rome, who is a local singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, try and say that very quickly, and also a producer as well. This is called The Vendetta. Let me know what you think. I love it. It's brilliant. About that last note, ah, up there. How does he do it? That's what I said the other day. And you know what? He gave me a two-finger salute. Well, that's lovely, isn't it? Thank you very much for that. I have video evidence. I'm so blessed at the moment with so many musicians getting in contact. Really has got... it's really heartwarming, in fact. I've got so many musicians out there that are sending music in. I do try and play as much as I can. Some of it is a little bit too heavy for daytimes, so I always pass them on to the evening shows. Because don't forget, there's about 38% here at the moment on Phoenix FM, all putting out fantastic quality stuff. And you must have a look at the website, all the W's, which I'm going to do now, all the W's, phoenixfm.com, because we had at the weekend, and hopefully it'll be up online. Is it up online? Oh, it might not be. Maybe it's not up online yet. No. Oh, you see, it's there. Having a Ball with Keith Ball, who is a fantastic radio presenter as well as a drummer and singer-songwriter. He had Anne Hegarty in, and they had a great time. Also, Spencer Carter got to have a picture taken with her as well. They said that it was an absolutely fantastic show. She's the governess on ITV's The Chase, and a local fundraiser. Martin and Penny Rose were also on as well. So if you want to check out the interview, it is up online, and apparently it was absolutely fantastic. Fantastic, and yeah, do check it out, as well as loads of other interviews we've got up there too. Right, just coming up to 10:39, I'll be back with some traffic and travel after this. Here is the Specials with Rat Race. Let's check out the traffic and the travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the roads. Now, first off, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. There are road closed due to emergency water repairs on Albert Street both ways between the B186 Worley Hill and Queen Street. and Pastoral Way and Albert Street as well. So they're closed due for the emergency repairs. A little bit busy around by Shenfield. A1023 not too busy. Wilson's Corner is running okay. Temporary traffic signals due to electricity work on the A128 Ongar Road between Windsor Road and Costed Manor Road as well. You've also got, I think the road is shut at Bentley. Just let me have a quick look. The A128 Fox Hatch, so that's Ongar Road between Bentley and Fox Hatch. That looks like the road is closed, but there will be probably diversions if you are heading up that way. M25 all the way down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. Coming back through the tunnel is not a problem. And the A12 again is running absolutely smoothly. Don't forget the roadworks. It's ongoing, 41-hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16 in both directions, and there might be some nighttime closures. Now, when I was down there last week, although it's not showing on the map, when I went to come off at Chelmsford on the A12, the very first turn off for Chelmsford, you couldn't turn off there. You had to carry on, then come off Gallywood. That might still be the case. If so, there are signs to help you. Because I didn't know where I was going. And, you know, I was like, every time I go, I was like, oh, no, where am I going now? Where am I going? It's not so bad in the daytime. Nighttime, no chance. Now, I will be telling you about my Saturday, because I'm very proud what I got up to. Yeah, what was that noise? What I got up to on Saturday. Very proud of myself. I did a fitness. Was it Saturday or Sunday? It was Sunday. And something else that made me proud on Saturday. So I'll share that with you. If you want to send in an award for me, I'm quite happy for that. Because I think I deserve one, because it was out of my comfort zone. All three things were out of my comfort zone, but I did them. And it makes me feel, I'll give you a bit of a clue, it makes me feel now that I might even be able to knock down a wall indoors. On purpose, yeah. It's Justin Timberlake. This is Selfish.
They saw what I saw. They would fall the way I fell, but they don't know what you want. And baby, I would never tell. If they knew what I know, they would never let you go. So guess what? Time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline. Time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, you could blame you. Glad your mama made you. Making me insane. You cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Owner of my heart, tattooed your mark there for the whole world to see. So if I get jealous, I can't help it.
jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
They say the sun and I shine for all, but they in some people world yet never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah. And that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. The thanks and praise that I saw my own, oh no. Telling you the feeling is wrong. Relax a little, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before you leave the song. No, 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 no. Freedom is the law. Oh, no, no, no. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness won't catch them in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
loving that song. That was a hit off of TikTok, actually. That is YG Marley, Praise Jah in the Moonlight. That's Bob Marley's grandson. Got to mention that. It's a great. I love this. I just think it's beautiful. And it was just that beginning bit of the track that really just captured you. Sometimes you hear you only have to hear like a very short section of a song and think, I want to hear more. And you're going to want to hear more of the next one as well. Because coming up next, and it is released today, so congratulations. Billy Brown is with Orchestra JB. It's featuring Billy Brown. Billy Brown. Sorry, Billy, if you're listening. I know he is. At least I got it right the first time. Billy Brown, why can't I get your name right? The dad of Sharky and Splodge, as you know, the cat. Sometimes we get a little chat with him about that as well. But this is called I Don't Wanna See Your Face No More. And it's out today. So you know, that is just Billy Brown on his own. So that is Billy Brown, I Don't Want to See Your Face No More. You can probably hear, I did something very stupid, as you can probably hear. But I shoved a massive blow. I don't know why I did that just before I was about to speak. But you can imagine what I've just shoved in my gob. It's actually, I bought a Toblerone at the weekend, and which was really bad because it was a giant one. Not a giant one, not the one that's about 6 foot long. It's sort of like the medium size. And for some reason with Toblerone, I'm just dirty with it. I'm just like a dirty chocolate eater. I can't stop. And I brought it in with me today, the remnants. I've still got quite a few triangles left. But, yeah, I don't know what it is about that. I just absolutely love, she says, trying to not to choke on the chocolate. I love a Toblerone. I like chocolate in general anyway. There is a thing where it's the melting. You know when you get it on your tongue and it kind of melts and, but with Toblerone, you get these little bits. Anyway, I'm going to tell you after the news what I got up to on Saturday and Sunday. And I did some stuff I never thought I would be able to do. And it made me really proud. And it was there were small things, very small. But for me, you know, I was like, yes, I've managed to do this. I managed to do it. So I've taken on some challenges. And you're probably going to laugh when you hear this. But there was three things that happened over the weekend. And I managed to complete and achieve my goals. Oh, yes, I did.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.